A symphony based on the pedestrian bridge walkway over the Hudson is premiering Saturday night at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. Ben Kuttner is the New York City-based composer of the work. Kuttner says the idea came from Kathleen Beckman, the artistic director and conductor of the Northern Dutchess Symphony Orchestra, which commissioned and will be performing the work.
So it takes the form of a three-movement symphony, so it lasts about 20 minutes in total. Each movement is really meant to commemorate a different period in the history of the bridge. But once we came up with that general rough form, then I just sort of went off on my own and wrote the thing over the course of a year. So the first chapter is as a railway bridge. So that's when it was first built, really, at the end of the 19th century. So there's some of the sounds of the trains in there, some of the sounds of steam engines. The second chapter, so the second movement of the piece, is really about the fire which happened in the 1970s. So that's a fire that put the whole bridge out of commission as a train bridge. So that's a very slow movement about disuse. And then the last movement is to commemorate the walkway that we all know today. So that's a very bright, upbeat, very quick movement, sounding a little bit more modern.
And he speaks to which instruments he uses for which kinds of sounds.
Well, so I tried to use the whole symphony at once for a moment like that. When you have something as strong as like a steam engine or a locomotive, the image over a bridge, that's such a powerful image with so much speed. So I tried to put all of the strings as this sort of engine, this really chugging engine, and then I used all the woodwinds beneath it as the steam noises. I used some of the percussion. So that was really one of the main challenges of this piece, right? How do you set history in musical terms? So some of these themes, I decided, I didn't just want them to appear in any one movement and then disappear. Because if you imagine someone looking at the bridge 100 years ago when it was first built, they would still recognize the same bridge pretty much if they were to look at it today. So I used reoccurring themes, some of the same musical material, some of the same melodies that show their face across movements like this train movement, while still changing over the course of the piece. So we hopefully hear one single bridge throughout the whole symphony, which still grows and changes and still brings you somewhere over the course of the work.
During the performance, Walkway will be accompanied by images of the bridge projected on a screen behind the orchestra. Walkway over the Hudson connects the city of Poughkeepsie and Dutchess County with the town of Lloyd in Ulster County. Kuttner says he revisited Walkway a few times when he was writing the piece.
Yeah, I went back a few times, actually. So the best trip I had there, I went up with a Poughkeepsie attorney, Fred Schaefer. So Fred was instrumental in getting the Walkway built, getting it put together when it opened in 2009, I believe. So one afternoon, Kathleen Beckman, the music director, and I went up and we had lunch with Fred, and Fred showed us all these old pictures. He used to go out on the bridge after the fire had happened in 1974, and so he used to just go out on it and take visitors and take people out on this dilapidated bridge before it was the walkway we know now. So he had these incredible pictures of this bridge in disuse, which really were invaluable to me as I was writing the second movement, which is all about disuse. And to actually have lunch and to speak with someone who had this whole personal take on the bridge, I mean, in a sense, the bridge was really his baby for all these years. It gave me an entire other perspective about the human side, the actual human face, the emotional side of this bridge, which helped me completely when I was writing it.
Fred Schaefer in 2004 became chairman of the nonprofit Walkway Over the Hudson organization, which owned the bridge. As chairman, he led the organization's efforts to convert it into the Walkway Over the Hudson State Historic Park, which opened in October of 2009 and has become a leading tourist attraction in the Hudson Valley. Meanwhile, since graduating from Brown University in 2014, the 24-year-old Kuttner has composed for symphony orchestra, opera, dance, and film, and has collaborated with numerous organizations. He is the founder and music director of the Brooklyn-based ensemble New Parnassus. He talks about which composers have influenced him.
So in terms of style, so my biggest influences are Mahler and Strauss, these early 20th century composers who wrote for these really just massive symphonic ensembles. So a big question for composers nowadays is a question of style. So the term classical doesn't really apply. So when people ask me, am I a classical composer, that's really not the term. Classical is really a certain period in musical history. It's most of the 18th century. So that's really a question that a lot of composers are struggling with now. What style are we? So it's as far as the orchestra that you'll be hearing, I compare it somewhat to a lot of film music we hear now. There's a lot of what try to be lush harmonies, lush melodies. Most of all, I wrote the piece to try to make it very accessible musically. So just melodies that should hopefully just resonate when you hear them, orchestra sounds that we're very familiar with.
He says Walkway is the largest piece he has written, with other pieces running 5 to 10 minutes, and writing a longer piece has whetted his appetite for more.
So I'll be working a lot in the next few months. I have my own ensemble based here in Brooklyn called New Parnassus. So we're a smaller orchestra. We play alongside dance ensembles, theater ensembles. We do some of our own shows as well. So I'll be working quite a bit with them and also looking to write my next symphony.